Trade Agreement. EU launches provisional application of the Mercosur deal. Von Fleischwirtschaft.de und Age. Vom, the 2nd of March 2026. Brussels, Uruguay, Montevideo. The EU Commission is launching the provisional application of the trade agreement with the Mercosur states. This was announced by Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. This was now possible as Argentina and Uruguay ratified the free trade agreement on Thursday. The fact that this agreement is now being provisionally implemented is proof of the European Union's growing trade power, according to the head of the authority. Von der Leyen said that she had previously discussed the move with the member states and the European Parliament. Provisional application is also possible without a green light from the European Parliament. A narrow majority of MEPs recently voted in favor of a review of the trade agreement by the European Court of Justice, ECJ, thereby delaying final ratification. Argentina and Uruguay have ratified. The EU Commission was only able to allow provisional application after at least one of the Mercosur countries, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and Paraguay, had ratified the treaty. A narrow majority of EU member states had already given the green light at the beginning of January. In Argentina, the Senate voted in favor of the agreement on Thursday with 69 votes in favor and 3 against. The Chamber of Deputies had already given the green light 2 weeks earlier. However, Uruguay won the race for first place in the ratification process by a margin of a few hours. Also on Thursday, the Chamber of Deputies in Montevideo approved the agreement by 92 votes to 2. The Senate had given its approval the day before. The agricultural profession in Argentina and Uruguay celebrated. The Argentinian Farmers Association SRA, for example, declared that this was one step closer to opening up an important market for South American agriculture. However, the farmers' protests against the agreement have not yet died down everywhere. In Spain, for example, hundreds of farmers protested against the agreement in Madrid on Wednesday, arguing that it would worsen the already difficult conditions for domestic agriculture.